Andy, so many years after you were involved with the committee, what do you think as far as whether or not it was Oswald or whether anyone had any other involvement? Do you change your mind, or what is your view today?
Well, not very exciting, particularly from the cocktail party circuit. I think more likely than not Oswald did it, and Oswald acted alone. But I think it's possible there was a conspiracy. It's possible Oswald was not involved. It's possible there was more than one gunman. I don't think it was more than one gunman that actually hit the president with the bullets.
And that's different from where you were before you started your service with the...
Oh, yeah, very much so.
In what changed you, your view?
Well, basically the major questions that we tried to focus on, we did not find evidence of conspiracy. That's one of the reasons that the way we handled acoustics was so troubling, that our credibility on acoustics was severely damaged by the way we handled acoustics. I mean, in the early summer of 78, when I heard, I was not directly working on acoustics, I don't think I was directly working on it in any respect, but it was kind of OCR, so it's not so. And that is that they said that there was evidence of a fourth shot in the wrist. You know, my first reaction was, well, what's the margin for error of the fourth shot? As you see, when you look at our public hearings in September, Chris Dodd, a member of the House, was questioning, whatever the guy's name is, about the likelihood of the fourth shot. And the bottom line, after just painful, you know, cross-examination, was 50-50 chance that it was a fourth shot in the wrist. I was really annoyed by it because it really damaged us severely, and it was completely avoidable. Even if it meant that you postponed that part of the hearing until October or November, but instead they went forward. And I think Blakey really wanted to prove there was a conspiracy. Of course, he's organized crime stuff, which is very troubling. It's further evidence of that, of course. Motive opportunity means doesn't mean they did it. It's like, give me a factual connection, please, between, you know, the two things. And then it was not until Christmas week, 78, I think it was between Christmas and New Year's, that they were able to better pinpoint the location of the motorcycle or whatever and come up with whatever the percentage was that we said was the likelihood. So then, you know, you've got virtually no credibility. We're saying there was probably a conspiracy. Most of what we're saying is really entirely in the acoustics evidence. But then you use the eyewitness stuff.
Right.
You know, shot came from here and there, whatever, to support you. Really, it really damaged us, I thought, you know, a great deal. And then I think we're also further damaged by Blakey trying to come in with the stuff in his book. And I get along with Gray, he's giving references and things like that. And, you know, I like him, he's confident in all that. But, you know, for him to come out and say, organized crime did it, I think is. They might have. They may well have done it.
Mm-hmm.
Possible. But, and I'm not saying they didn't. But when I read something like, what was that book, Case Closed? And I got problems with that guy because a lot of the stuff he talks about we did, he never mentions that we did it. But his accounts of Oswald, and I assume they're accurate, but that was not something I focused on. All the schools he went to and all these problems and frankly some of the stuff about the KGB came out with about it and his time in Russia and all that. He was one screwed up guy. I mean, he really could have done it. I don't know if he did do it or not. A lot of the focus on people, and since you asked such a broad question, people will answer. People focus on the fact, okay, we think there's a conspiracy. Well, somebody this powerful, doing so many good things, can't be killed by a lone nut. That's the general proposition. Secondly, Ruby killing Oswald raises serious questions about a conspiracy. I think there's serious questions about Ruby.